USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen NFL players knelt or raised their fists before preseason games last night. This morning, President Trump tweets, "The players are showing outrage over, quote, something most of them are unable to define," and he says they should be suspended without pay. Some players started protesting social injustice and police brutality that way in 2016. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged down more than 200 points amid European currency worries and a report that shows inflation here in the States is up.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates.
USA Radio's John Clemens, the Labor Department saying the consumer price index was up 0.2% in July and 2.9% from a year earlier. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
There's been an eighth death in Northern California's massive car fire. A heavy equipment operator killed in a crash while fighting the fire near Redding yesterday. Governor Jerry Brown declaring a state of emergency for Orange and Riverside counties as the Holy Fire continues to spread. Another call from one of President Trump's lawyers for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to wrap up his investigation of possible Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Jay Sekulow saying this morning,
"This needs to be over soon. I think it's been very bad for the country, and we're at a point in this inquiry where they can wrap it up. This has been the most transparent investigation in U.S. history."
Sekulow also claims on Fox and Friends the president remains eager to speak to the special counsel, but only if a number of conditions on the line of questions are agreed to first. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The new chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, the first woman to ever run that agency. Carla Provost was promoted after being named acting chief last year. Provost has been with the Border Patrol for more than two decades. Washington, D.C. police are preparing for possible violence this weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Authorities in the District of Columbia are getting ready for the Unite the Right rally at Lafayette Square Park Sunday, where white supremacists are set to gather directly across the street from the White House. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom says he knows many people will be offended and want to rise up against the demonstrators.
We are intimately aware at MPD that the views being expressed on Sunday can strike at the core of a person's values, and we are aware that these views can awaken a passion within. We would ask everyone who attends to not let their personal passions overcome their civility.
At the rally 1 year ago, a counter-protester was killed. The event is expected to draw white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and Ku Klux Klan members. At last year's gathering, the far-right protesters were outnumbered 20-1.
And you could say President Trump now has more stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame than anyone else. That's because dozens of fake Donald Trump stars appeared up and down the famous strip yesterday. Giant stickers placed next to real stars on Hollywood Boulevard. The president's star has been destroyed by vandals twice now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.